I'm a holistic health practitioner. I have been, you know, all my professional life, and I help people overcome and manage conditions. But I wasn't able to help myself. And I went on a 17-year journey from 30 years old to age 47 to where I try and, everything under the sun, and finally came back to a specific extraction of cannabis oils that helped me.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, the show that inspires, promotes, and gives you a daily dose of inspiration from the people who have used cannabis to change their lives in extraordinary ways. Here's your host, Justin Benton.
Welcome to the Miracle Plant Podcast, where we discuss this miracle plant with so many names and how it's helping people in so many extraordinary ways. Today we have a special guest. As you can see, the title is Come Hear the Story of How a Miracle Plant Restored Al Morriton's Sight. Al has been in the cannabis and hemp space since 1987. He is totally a veteran, and this miracle plant performed a miracle for him. And he's got a My Fit Life movement that he's creating, and he's just such an advocate of the plant. And we wanted to have him on here to talk more about his story and how this miracle plant has changed his life and how he's paying it forward. So, Al, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great, Justin. How are you doing?
Fantastic, fantastic. Well, it sounds like we're cut from the same cloth, and I'm really excited to have you on your show, on the show, along with my co-host, Dan the Man Humiston, and my mom, Janet Benton-Gaylord, the head of research and development for 101CBD.org. But yes, tell us a little bit, Al, about your story and what led you to this miracle plan, and what did it do for you and your life?
Well, I've been involved with cannabis since 1987, so, but my story was a little bit later. Actually, I was told when I was in sixth grade that I had the markers for glaucoma and that I would go blind one day because there is no cure. And then if you fast forward to a 30 years old, which was 1996, I was told my glaucoma is active and I would go blind one day because there is no cure. And I'm a holistic health practitioner. I have been, you know, all my professional life, and I help people overcome and manage conditions. But I wasn't able to help myself. And I went on a 17-year journey from 30 years old to age 47 to where I trying everything under the sun, and finally came back to a specific extraction of cannabis oils that helped me.
Well, that's wonderful. So tell us a little bit about, what was it that, what was the, I think I read somewhere that you were, basically had lost your vision, and through whole plant cannabis extraction had got your vision. And if you stay off of the regimen, the cannabis oil regimen, that the vision fades away. Is that true?
Yes. So I discovered, it's basically the FECO full extract cannabis oil, Rick Simpson oil, and I've since developed a high CBD version of that that works super awesome. And I found it stopped my glaucoma, and I was successful with that for 3 years. I didn't have any success improving, but I had success stopping or severely slowing down. And then these extractors that I was working with, they lost their soul and started producing oil that was, it would get you high because it was THC, high THC, but it wasn't therapeutically active. And that's when I lost my vision. I lost my vision while taking oils, and I thought I was done. I thought it was the oils, and I found out it was just that they weren't doing it right anymore. And I, used my contacts and got more oil and, to my standards, and slowly got my vision back. It took a long time and a lot of pain too, because I have migraines that go with it. And that's when I started the company to actually the client facing company, so I could have the oils all the time and never have to go blind again.
That's a very long journey. I'm so glad you had a happy outcome with CBD.
Yeah. But yeah, if I stop taking it, I go blind in less than a week.
That's wild. So,
is it related to the ocular pressure or?
It's related to whatever it is. Like the ocular pressure and all that stuff, that's not the main factor, I don't think, with glaucoma. Because people that have glaucoma that lose their eyesight, some have good pressure and some don't, you know? So like high pressure isn't the only determining factor. It's something that happens along the way with glaucoma, but I don't think that's the reason why per se. I think that it's because of a cannabinoid deficiency.
Agreed. And so, you know, what I find interesting is that you said that you were taking an oil that was working, and then the manufacturers switched out the way they made the oil. And then all of a sudden the effectiveness of this plant went away. So I know what happened, but I would love for you to explain what you believe happened with the oils being switched out, and what did they likely take away and focus on instead of having the whole plant based product to help your vision and your health with your migraines.
Yeah. So there is a specific solvent that has to be used for this exact extraction process, and it has to be, you know, like a 200 proof organic and all this kind of stuff. And there are certain specific temperatures that it has to be done at, et cetera. So they were concentrating, to answer your question, on the cannabinoids themselves and not the whole of the plant. Okay. So there's many different cannabinoids. They say there's over 113 different cannabinoids. You know, THC and CBD are the most prominent, but, there's other constituents in there, such as isoflavones, terpenes, you know, flavonoids, and other phytonutrients in there, and chlorophyll in the full extract cannabis oil that's meant for ingestion and not for pleasure. So all of those nutrients working synergistically together is what helps my eyes and what helps people with other conditions. If I just take like a distillate, like something that has the other plant components taken out, you know, even if it has some terpenes or whatever in there, I'll slowly go blind. It'll take a little bit longer, but I will slowly go blind because there's something missing. It has to be the whole of the plant, and it has to be at done at temperatures that don't degrade the nutrients that are inside of the plant. So it's keeping what's in there and not destroying what's in there.
The CBDA and CBD help regenerate nerves, and they also are neuroprotectant, and then also reduces inflammation, which is at the base of so many things that go wrong. And so, like I say, that combines with if pressure is, I find it fascinating, by the way, that they always used to just focus on pressure. So I'm glad that they don't just focus on that. But no, it sounds great. You make it natural. You keep everything in it. And you are aware of the temperature and you're aware of what extraction methods you're using, you certainly get a better product that's really going to help a variety of things. So very exciting. I looked through all the research, and there's not much written research I could find on like PubMed or anything.
Yeah, so I've done the research myself, you know, on my eyes for myself, but like on, you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of clients. You know, over the years, not just with cannabis, but with all kinds of other things, you know, like cleansing, detoxification, and a bunch of different things. But yeah, so with the eyes, it's like you said, it's a variety of things. One of the things that I concentrate on is it's just increasing blood flow to the optic nerve, you know, because the blood flow is nutrition. And over time, like the optic nerve the artery that supplies blood flow to the optic nerve, it gets hardened and it restricts blood flow, and that restricts nutrition. And that's one of the things that I think that causes the glaucoma and stuff like that. So that's why one of the things that we take along with the cannabinoids or whatever is MSM as well to help with that. And they're really good synergists together, and it helps a lot of people with a lot of different kinds of conditions.
So again, I don't know, Al, if you've heard our story. So our story is with my son. He had developed a severe case of autism. After being a healthy young child around the age of three, he suddenly lost his ability to communicate and make eye contact and just engage with the world around him. And so that's what led us to finding this miracle plant. Of course, we heard about seizures with CBD, but we also found out with raw whole plant cannabis, even juicing it from Dr. William Courtney was having such profound impact on people with late stage cancer that we decided, because at the time, you know, back in 2014, there wasn't anything on the market that we could get a product that would not get our son high. And so when we found out the synergistic properties of keeping the plant whole and keeping it raw, organic, that was the real breakthrough for us. And so I love the fact that you've also found, you know, this miracle plant to help you, and even, you know, your own personal story of when people started to eliminate or change or over process or overheat the plant and burn off these incredible terpenes and flavonoids and everything that goes into this incredible miracle plant, that you lose its effectiveness. So that's why we started this miracle plant podcast, was to tell people about these stories like your story and about our story. So people out there that are really struggling with a serious health issue like glaucoma or autism or cancer, that there are alternative methods. And like you were saying before, as a holistic health practitioner, my mom is also an integrative nutritionist and holistic healer as well. That's who raised me. That's why I was so focused on plant-based medicine. And it's once people try, you know, these whole plant hemp products for pain, stress, or sleep, usually, then they're kind of opened up to Pandora's box to say, well, what else is there? And then that's when, as you know, lifestyle changes start to kick in, right? What we eat, the food, the drink, the exercise, the sleep, the water. I mean, the true holistic health of finding that homeostasis. So I'm glad that we're definitely on the same path, and it's great to meet you. And I know that a lot of people are confused about, you know, Rick Simpson oil. So it sounds like you definitely are an expert in Rick Simpson oil. So I'd love to get your take on how do you make Rick Simpson oil, and what is in Rick Simpson oil? And do you get high from taking Rick Simpson oil?
Okay. So, So Rick Simpson oil, it's also known as a full extract cannabis oil. Some people have like a little bit of a issue with that because they think Rick Simpson oil is like made with bad solvents or something like that. But he was using what was available at the time, way back when, you know, and when things weren't legal, and he was giving people a way to do it themselves at home because they couldn't buy it from anybody, right? So that's why he used those solvents. But today, it's a 200 proof, 100% organic ethanol, food grade ethanol. So, like most of the solvents out there, if you drink them, you die. If you drink the ethanol, you just get drunk, you know. So it's a food grade ethanol. So it's used with food and all that kind of stuff. It's a specific extraction. They do it at usually at a negative 40 degrees Celsius. So we don't pull in a bunch of the components from the plant like waxes and stuff like that. More limited amounts, and then it pulls in the the other constituents as well. So and then you do the that's the actual extraction from the plant. You know, you get the plant and the solvent together, and then the solvent takes out the components from the plant. And then the thing that a lot of people have trouble with is getting the solvent out of the plant oil. And that's the artisan and delicate process where you don't destroy anything. So that's why it has to be an artisan process done in very small batches, as opposed to the big, huge, industrial extractions that happen. And there has to be an ethanol extraction as well for the FICO or RSO, because the other solvents and the other extraction processes are have a single polarity, and the ethanol has a dual polarity, a polar and nonpolar. So it pulls out both constituents from the plant. And like polar and nonpolar nutrients are also known like as fat soluble and water soluble. So you heard of fat soluble, water soluble vitamins. So there's you know, that and other nutritional components that are the same. So it pulls out both of those, and then you get the ethanol off of that, and what remains is this black sticky, icky, gooey, tar-like substance, you know. And I actually am a master RSO fecal extractor, and I developed or built out an extraction machine, custom, and we are able to extract under vacuum. And the boiling point for ethanol is 176 degrees Fahrenheit, and I'm able to extract under vacuum and get it to a boiling point and all that at 95 to 100 degrees Fahrenheit, which keeps everything, even the enzymes and stuff like that, because they don't start to die off till after about 110 to 118 degrees Fahrenheit, you know. So it keeps all of the components active and therapeutically active in there, and it's just a beautiful oil that helps a lot of people.
That's awesome. Well, I know that a lot of people are they do their research on Dr. Google, and then they give us a call at one of our stores, and they're like, "Do you guys have Rick Simpson oil?" Like, so a lot of people don't understand what Rick Simpson oil is. So I'm glad you're able to explain that to the audience. And go ahead.
One thing, I didn't answer one part of your question. So the traditional version, it's an indica strain, a sedative strain, that's a high THC version that and it does get you lit. It gets you a high. Even if you don't decarboxylate it, you know, there's going to be a certain amount, so there's going to be a blend of THC and THCA in there and stuff like that, but it's still going to get you high. But having both in there is super like therapeutic or medicinal, however you want to say it. And then I have developed a high CBD version of Rick Simpson oil or RSO or FICO. It took me 2 years to develop it to where it actually works and works as well or better for my eyes and for a variety of people for other conditions. But we have that available now, and it's legal because it's from hemp plants, you know, from legal hemp grows. And so we sell it all across the nation.
That's awesome. That's great. And again, our biggest thing was what we noticed. With Dr. Raphael Meshulam was, like you had mentioned, about the A side of the cannabinoid. And so by keeping all of the natural precursors, basically cold pressing or juicing and eating it, is really what we've seen, how to really unlock the full potential. So I would encourage you to continue to experiment with keeping the CBDA, the CBGA, all of those cannabinoids as much in the A form as possible, because as you know, Dr. Raphael Meshulam came out to CanMed in 2019 to tell the world that CBDA is 1,000 times more powerful when it comes to versus CBD, and specifically CBD isolate in the anxiety research. So that's awesome that you're out there and finding things that you're healing yourself, and you're paying it forward to heal the world. And that's what we're doing here. We were looking to heal our son, which I'm happy to say he's no longer carries the severe diagnosis. And I'm happy to hear that you're able to see and have sight and paying it forward. So that's just so awesome. So where can people find you? What do you got going on in your world right now? What's new, and where can people find you?
What's new is I'm just created a Cannabis Friends and 420 Buds podcast to interview, you know, people that have overcome conditions and things like that, and ask them exactly, you know, how they did it, you know, which products they used, you know, and things like that. Not just not just clients of mine, but just people from all over, you know, that have had success with, you know, CBD and cannabis. And then, so there's at Cannabis Friends TV on Instagram. I just started that. And then myfitlife.net is our website.
Love it, love it, love it. Like I said, I'm super excited that there's another person out there making sure that they are, you know, paying it forward and sharing this miracle plant and this amazing story with people out there that are struggling with health issues and that they are looking for some type of solution that they're not finding through traditional Western medicine. So it's been an absolute pleasure to have you here on the show with us, Al. And best of luck with the new podcast and the new community. And I'm just excited to meet you and look forward to collaborating and meeting in the in the physical world at one of the shows, what have you, down the road. But at the end of every Miracle Plant podcast, we say heal the world on the count of three, because that is the mission, to pay it forward and reach 1 billion people by 2025 about the power of this miracle plant. So without any further ado, do you have anything left? Any other comments or questions for us, Al, before we wrap up?
No, just thank you guys. And thank you for doing what you are doing and spreading the good word, you know, with cannabis and holistic health.
Love it, brother. We're right back at you, and we'll keep doing our thing. And that's the wonderful thing about this plant, is so many of us were drawn to it because it helped us or a loved one in such a profound way, that when we get into this space, or when we start to make it our livelihood, or when we start to make it our mission, so many people are grounded in that just true, humble appreciation and gratitude for this plant, that that's why it's so easy to just be in this space and find such wonderful people. And when you find people that don't have that vibe, they're pretty easy to sort out as well. So anyway, it's great to meet you. And did you have one more thing, Dan?
No, I was just laughing with you.
Oh, gotcha. Perfect. So on the count of three, let's say heal the world. Get those vibes out there. Get that the feeling and the positive vibrations for people that are looking for an answer, looking for a miracle, looking for hope, looking for something that you know, that they can take control of their health and live a full and happy life. So on the count of three, let's say heal the world. One, two, three.
Heal the world.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for swinging by the Miracle Plant Podcast. We'll see you next week. Be a blessing.
Thanks for listening to today's show. To check out more great cannabis podcasts, go to podconnects.com. Here's a preview of one of our other shows.
Hey there, my name is Leah Babruti, and I'm the founder and host of Cannachicks Podcast, where I discuss cannabis, psychedelics, and other natural medicines. I not only interview people who use them as treatment for different conditions, but also the entrepreneurs who share their knowledge on how they built their businesses. If this sounds interesting to you, give my show a listen. I'm sure you'll learn something that'll surprise you.